I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Not since communism took over in China has the pressure on missionaries been this intense. Joe Hanley's in touch with both church and mission leaders in China.
I'm hearing stories of at least five mission groups who have had members of their teams kicked out of China. I've heard them kicked out in numbers of up to 30 people.
While many expressed alarm, one pastor said believers are simply rethinking how they do mission, and he offered this.
We believe that God is just orchestrating things in such a way that we can be salt and light, better salt and light, in the midst of what we're doing. And so please pray for us. Yes, the pressure's intense. Please do advocate for us. But at the same time, don't overreact.
And being a Christian in many places means persecution. Samuel from Redemptive Stories explains that while many governments have anti-conversion laws on the books, in the Middle East, Christians most often are persecuted by those closest to them.
But it's usually familial, communal persecution that believers face in this area. It can be things like loss of job. It can be violence. It takes on various different forms. You know, the person persecuting them is often the same person that sits across from them at the breakfast table in the morning.
This makes it especially difficult because there are so few people to trust. So Samuel's asking the church to pray and intercede on their behalf. Pray that these persecuted believers would stand strong and speak boldly in the midst of persecution, and that they would be faithful to the calling of Christ on their lives. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.